You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. This is a big year for the Oakland Museum of California. Curators are getting ready for another major exhibit this spring. It's called Queer California, Untold Stories, and it explores the LGBTQ culture and history in the state. In the fall, the museum will celebrate its 50th anniversary. And the museum's changed a lot over 50 years. It's even become a Friday night hotspot. KLW's Janae Darden visited the museum to learn why it has evolved. She spoke with Deputy Director Kelly McKinley.
I remember the Oakland Museum back in the days, back in the 80s and early 90s, and the Oakland Museum has evolved. Can you talk about how the museum was then and how it is now?
When it was built as a museum of the people, and I think what we're doing today is really delivering on that original mission. The way I would describe the big changes are moving from the kind of place, the kind of museum that's more didactic, teaching you stuff about stuff, and more to a place where let's create a platform to lift up people's stories and use those stories as an opportunity to connect people to one another.
I went to the hip-hop exhibit. I never thought in my day I would see a lowrider in the Oakland Museum. How did you all come up with these ideas to have this Black Power exhibit, to have the hip-hop exhibit, to have the upcoming Queer California exhibit? Are you talking to the community? Are you bringing people inside?
We get asked this question all the time, but it really is the job of our curators first and foremost to be out in the community, talking to people, watching TV, listening to the news, really trying to figure out what's going on and what are the conversations that are happening at people's dining room tables.
Is this what we're seeing from other museums around the country? Because you're talking about connecting to community, and I know just to these exhibits, they're very interactive, very multimedia. And it's not, as you said, talking to people, but letting people be a part of it, be a part of the learning experience. Is this a new trend? Is this the future of museums?
Well, I think it's the future of museums. If museums are going to be relevant to people, if museums are going to sustain themselves into the future, I think they absolutely need to do this work. How we do it is very particular to Oakland, so I wouldn't say that this is a recipe that you could just apply to other cities. You've really got to develop stories and ways of telling those stories that are authentic to that place.
What have been or what is probably your most popular exhibit?
It was All Power to the People, the Black Panthers at 50. It broke all attendance records for this institution. It was the highest attended. Previous to that, the highest attended exhibit that was sort of the gold standard was our Pixar exhibition. And the Black Panther exhibition broke that record, too.
What were the numbers?
I think we had 85,000 visitors.
For the Black Panthers?
Mm-hmm.
What was for Pixar?
It was close to that, but Black Panthers broke it. It was close to that for sure.
Wow, 85,000.
Yes, we were thrilled. And what was
Did
so
you think it was? You think it was going to be that big?
We knew it was going to be big. I don't think we thought it would be that big. And, you know, as you're talking to me, I've got this picture in my head of the last week or two. Those last couple weekends were insane. People were lined up down the block before we were even open. After the Black Panther exhibition, we had so much feedback from the community. It's like, well, where's this story going to go? Isn't there a place for this story on a more permanent basis? So we've repurposed some of the content and kind of distilled that story down and created a new section in the history gallery called Black Power, which is really looking at that moment in the 60s.
So I can get a little peek of it, a little snack of what I missed.
We can give you a little snack of what it's, yes, it is definitely a snack size of a very big exhibition, yeah.
So you're talking about, you know, you're doing important stories. And another one, definitely a huge important story to the history of California is the LGBTQ movement. Queer California, Untold Stories. What is so unique or distinct that makes this one a first of its kind?
Mm-hmm. Three things. One is that it's not just a straight art show or a straight history show. It's a real multimedia experience. Number two, I would say it's because it's focused on untold stories, those stories that have been lost or, quite frankly, hidden because of shame about those stories, because people have lost their lives and the stories died with those people. And I would say the third thing is this notion of a queer future, which is part of the story of the exhibition. a future where people could live their true selves and identify in whatever way they saw fit and could be accepted and part of a mainstream culture.
When is the actual 50th anniversary?
Yeah, so it's September 20th, and we're going to be celebrating our 50th over the whole year, September to September.
Have you seen a boost in membership and a boost in donations since the museum has evolved to what it is today?
Yeah, we've seen lots of changes. We've had more membership members than we've had in our entire history. We've got over 10,000 member households, which is huge for a museum of our size. Now, just over 50% of our total visitorship are people of color, where before that was around 20%. So that's over a period of about 5 years.
Anything for the 50th celebration people can expect?
Well, very luckily, the 20th of September is a Friday, so we are going to have a Mondo Friday night birthday party for ourselves.
Oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness, the food trucks that will be out there.
And the birthday candles, they will be lit. Pardon the pun.
I see what you did there.
So that's just the kickoff. There will be lots of different programs throughout the year.
Any future exhibits that you can drop for us?
Well, this fall, just after we light the candles for our 50th anniversary party, we'll be opening an exhibition called No Spectators, The Art of Burning Man. After Burning Man, we're developing an exhibition yet to be titled that will be in 2020, and it's going to be on feminism. And the date is pretty important because 2020 is the 100th anniversary of women getting the vote. And it's also election year, so we like the lining up of women, suffrage, and the election.
That was Oakland Museum of California Deputy Director Kelly McKinley speaking with KALW's Janae Darden. The exhibit Queer California Untold Stories opens April 13th. We got some details at KALW.org. That's also where you can subscribe to our newsletter. Make sure you get all our stories every week right in your inbox.